We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
With a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better ask about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Still silly sauce with the show, man. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes cold takes like a snowman. No proof, I'ma lie about a molding. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever tried again. What is in store? Like under the seat of the driver's side floor, it's Gucci's galore. So many more, from six in the Mars, never more. Made up for moments, the damage is done. Silly sauce on unlimited funds. Join us on Twitch for unlimited fun. JFig and Marcos, you with it or what?
Toby Tobin, give two sh who Tobin is.
Tobin and Leroy show on a Wednesday, but not any Wednesday. It's kind of like Friday today, right, Leroy? I mean, for
yes,
most people
sir.
Out there, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, it's basically Friday. I know we got Black Friday in a couple of days, but today is basically the Friday of this week.
It, you know what I hate about this? And I love the holidays. You know, I like getting the time off, spending with family, cooking food. It's all about the gathering, right?
Yeah.
Like the food is the food. Right. But it's all about the gathering, the catching up. If people come in from out of town, if you travel, you know, seeing relatives you haven't seen in a while and enjoying food, watching a little football or now we have soccer going on now.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what it's all about. But things used to happen as a process. And that process has gotten skewed by all these people with the Black Friday starts on Monday.
Dude, the Black Friday, it didn't start on Monday. It started like day one of November. Right. I started getting emails because I subscribe to like the Best Buy emails and Amazon. I start getting on November 1st emails on Black Friday sales. Is it the whole month now?
Right. And then let's not even forget. A staple of my childhood was having Thanksgiving, getting up on Friday, and not even really doing Black Friday, but going to get a Christmas tree. In fact, you could see the trees up until recent years, but you couldn't buy them until Friday.
Really?
Now, you can get a tree whenever you want.
I've got an artificial tree, so we pull it out of the garage.
You know what? I thought about doing that. But they're very expensive. And then what happens is you lose a couple of branches and it's over.
No, when you lose a couple of branches, you just kind of turn the tree around if you have it.
How many years you gonna do that?
I've had my artificial tree since 2012, so we're on like the 11th Christmas with my. I'm getting my money's worth on that Sunday.
Yeah, you had a good run.
I had a great run.
My question is, does it look like Charlie Brown tree right now?
It's getting there, yeah. But it's like, but thankfully, well, first of all, if you put enough decorations on it, you can kind of hide how sad the branches are. But then also, like, luckily, some of like the branches and the little fake pine needles that we've lost over the years. We're kind of on like one part of the tree and we have it in the corner of the living room.
So you just turn it up.
You just turn it. So, and you're not going behind it. So you can't really even tell. We've got a good mileage out of that fake tree.
Well, we've had to use several creative methods for our Christmas tree to survive. One is when you get dogs and you pour water in the little thing, they think that's drinkable.
Course,
all water in the house is drinkable. Toilet water on the ground, they will drink it. So now we put it up on a little table, right? And now they just stare at it.
Wow,
because they know there's water up there.
So they're just like waiting for it. They're like, how do I get up there?
So we normally go get the tree today, But I got my wife tickets to Hamilton.
They're in town?
Tonight.
Wow.
So, yeah, I got them like the first, because I thought, you know, it was going to be, you know, a big ticket. So I did the whole, as soon as we get on, you know, as soon as they were available, I bought tickets.
Hmm.
And they weren't, like, they weren't that expensive. So
really?
No, I got tickets, like, right, you know, in, like, it goes the orchestra and then the seats right there. I got seats right there. They were, like, 100-something bucks. So
that doesn't seem bad for him. No, I mean, I'm guessing Lin-Manuel Miranda's not in this rendition.
Really?
Of
really?
I'm yeah,
of course not!
How do I know zero about plays. I only know who is because he was on Curb Your Enthusiasm a couple seasons ago.
The only reason, the only time those stars do is in New York.
Oh, really? They don't travel?
And then they have to travel, you know, with other people.
Do you want to know the last time I've been to a Broadway-type play? I've gone once in my life. And it was, it must have been like circa 1993. I was a kid. I tagged along with my mom and my sister to a traveling performance. I think it was at the Broward Center in 93 of The Phantom of the Opera. Fell asleep. It was so boring. Haven't been to a play since.
I've seen a couple. I remember one time I was at a golf tournament in Upper Montclair, New Jersey. And they asked us if we wanted to go see Phantom of the Opera in New York. So I saw that. And then another time it was like holidays and we were there. I don't know if we had a game or something, but we went to see Nutcracker.
Oh, you know, I have seen that, but I saw it because my older sister did ballet. So I saw her ballet company performance of it, fell asleep in that as well. That was really, really terrible.
Or you know what, one I did see in Minnesota, and we got to hang out with those guys, Stomp the Yard. Remember that? It was Stomp.
Stomp.
I saw that. That was pretty good.
Ugh.
But like, we don't, like, the thing is that the only other thing, I've only seen one thing at Adrian Arts Center. And that was years ago, my son was in high school and he's really into music and production and all that stuff. And so my whole thing was that, hey man, you can't sound like everybody else. Then you just become everybody else and you get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
You need your own sound, whatever that is. I don't know. I don't have to know about music, but I know that I can turn on the radio. And if I know an artist, that artist has usually been successful because they have their own sound. You know right away who it is. And then you have that music now where it all, that trap music, it all sounds the same. I sometimes don't know who the hell it is.
Yeah, like I remember in the late 90s, I didn't know whether it was an NSYNC or a Backstreet Boys or a 98 Degrees or O-Town. Yeah. It all sounded the same. You remember the boy band era?
So every year, Wynton Marsalis comes down to the Adrian Arts Center, and every year he calls because my grandfather played in a band with his father.
Really?
So I knew, you know, I've known the Marsalises my whole life. And it was ironic Dan can tell you, New Orleans is very small and everybody plays music.
Yeah.
And you have, what you have in New Orleans is you have all of these families, right? And so you may, the country may only get a piece of that. For example, we know the Neville brothers. You only know Aaron Neville.
Harvey Neville?
Right. There's like eight of them.
But you only know Aaron Neville, the big dude that sing, and I don't know much. That guy, right? Yeah. So the same goes for other. There's an artist right now, Batiste, right? That's a family. And he just went big. Same thing for the Marsalises, right?
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah,
brother
Batiste just won the Grammy.
Right.
Hold on. Can I? Not that I'm trying to sabotage the riveting Broadway talk. I do want to get to some headlines, and I'm honestly not sure exactly what happened to Marcos. I love Dan Day, but I was expecting when the studio cam popped up on the screen, I was expecting to see Marcos's very large beard. Instead, I see the 21-year-old looking smooth face of Dan Day. I don't know what's going on back there, Dan, but how are you?
Hey, don't ask questions about Marcos. Let's get to some headlines. The new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Fullback Alec Ingold has been named the Dolphins 2022 Art Rooney Sportsmanship Award nominee. The award is given to the player in the league that is deemed to show the most fair play and sportsmanlike actions on the field. The winner will be announced at the NFL honor ceremony later this year.
So which Tua hater nominated Ingold over Tagovailoa? I hope Tuanon catches wind of this one, because I feel like Tua, not only an MVP candidate, should be an Art Rooney sportsmanship candidate as well. He's been nothing but class this year.
He's been nothing but class ever since he started playing football.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame, because I don't know what you want in your athletes, right? Do you want the Aaron Rodgers type who's really good but nobody really likes? Do you want the Tom Brady who is strictly football and you know, his personality is whatever, right?
Yeah.
Or do you want a guy that has some talent and is very personable, right? Like, and who's never been in any trouble his whole life. It's amazing to me. Like, you have guys like that in the league. Lamar Jackson. That guy should be making so much money right now. But for reasons I can't explain, they're choosing to look for reasons not to pay him.
Yeah.
Right? And he's, guess what? He's handled it like a pro. He's gone out, even with no contract, and performed, put that team on his back. And so when I see players like this, and I get excited about seeing somebody play the sport that handles all these situations. You think somebody like Baker Mayfield would have been able to handle Tua's situation?
No.
Right?
I mean, he didn't. He was right. Kind of into a situation and right. Didn't handle it.
Right. And so, like, yeah, that has to mean something as far as the product that the league is trying to put on the field, right? I'm not taking anything away from Engel, but no. Has there been anybody who has handled a difficult situation better than Tua in the last 2 or 3 years?
Only Dan Day. What else we got, Dan?
We have the Canes football team. They are a 6.5-point underdog this Saturday when they kick off at 3:30 Hard Rock Stadium against the Pitt Panthers. A win, though, does make the Hurricanes bowl eligible.
Watch really? Out for Pittsburgh's running game, Israel Abanikanda. Try to keep that guy under 200 yards. He's really, really good. He's at like 1,300, 1,400 yards on the season already. As far as what's funny, Leroy, and I know I don't think any Hurricanes fan necessarily wants this, but I got a nugget when I was hosting the Canes pregame show this past week. Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press joins the pregame every week, and he gives his stat of the week. Miami is actually in one of the best positions in the country because of team GPA being really high. They could actually get to a bowl game at 5-7, because if there's not enough 6-6 teams out there, then there's always a couple few 5-7s that make a bowl every year, and they go by team GPA. So the Hurricanes, I think they have like one of the highest team GPAs in the country, could get into a bowl game at 5-7. I know, I don't think Canes fans even want it, but you might
get
it.
Let me ask you a question. We all know that after this season, there's going to be a massive turnover, which is unheard of in college football. It's going to be a massive turnover. Guys are going to be transfer portaling out, and Mario Cristobal is going to do whatever he can. He needs to right the ship. And it starts with the actual individuals you have in the program. That being said, is this one of the few teams that we could say doesn't want the extra practice? because you want to clear those guys out.
Yeah,
I don't know how to go about it.
I think it's gonna be mostly clear by the time you start the bull practices. So then the question is, do you have enough guys on your roster to actually like prepare for the game? I think that's gonna be the question.
If you're playing guys that aren't gonna be here because they're your best option, what do you think the other guys look like? Do you want to play in a bowl game and end up 5-8? What's the reward? What's the benefit?
I think the only benefit would be that if, you know, the guys who don't want to be here would have already left and they're not going to participate in the bowl game. So then you get, you know, 10 to 12 practices with the guys who do want to be here, which kind of gives you a head start on spring. But then, like, do you even really have enough players to prepare for a bowl game? And you don't want to get embarrassed. So I don't know. I'm asking you because you played the game.
Want to get embarrassed. You had all season.
Fair.
You had all season to do that.
Fair.
Right.
Most everybody I talk to who's in coaching and who plays. So I want to ask you as well, Leroy. The extra 10 to 12 practices you get, I mean, how important is that?
It's important when you have a young team, or it was important before because now you're getting a lot of these redshirt guys more work. Mm-hmm. Okay, but that's all changed. And I would say that the last thing you need is to go out there and embarrass yourself one more time, right? Because guess what? Yeah. Here's the deal. Here's how I look at a lot of these things. Whenever a recruit decides where they're going, if they end up coming to your school, I say, who did he select? What were his options?
Yeah.
Right? So if a guy ends up at Miami and his options were Rutgers and Middle Tennessee State, how good is that player? Right? The same goes for bowl games, right? They're going to try to match you up against a team that's comparable to you unless it's an automatic bid. Mm. Who do you think you're going to end up playing? Like Wyoming, Utah State?
Central Wyoming State.
Right. Like that. Right. And so it is almost a kick in the junk that you have to get ready because you couldn't beat Middle Tennessee State and you couldn't beat Duke and you got blown out by all of the universities that these bowl teams would love to have. And so you're going to end up playing one of these teams. It's like, yeah, man, it makes me feel like you're the 2 a.m. fat girl.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah, the slump buster.
That after 20 drinks, she looks sexy as hell.
Yeah.
And that's do you want to be that?
At a certain point in my college career, I realized why wait till 2 a.m.? Like, because I know let me focus on these at 10:30 because I know in 3.5 hours, this is where I'm going to be anyway.
I'm just saying. So, like, how is that going to make the university, your recruits, or whatever, if you end up playing a bowl game against Central Michigan?
Yeah, tough.
Right? Yeah. So I don't understand. I know the value of those extra practices. I do. I understand that. But where this university is, as of right now, you can't do nothing but make your situation worse. You've already lost Middle Tennessee State. You got blown out by Duke, right? And then you want to go and play a Central Michigan. Say if you're from Central Michigan, you get beat up by Central Michigan. That bowl game, I don't care about the practices. Yeah, I don't want to see that.
And I got to host the post-game shows. If I'm doing a post-game after getting beaten like 45-11 by Central Michigan, it's going to be a long night. We got anything else, Dan?
Yeah, two quick local notes. The Canes basketball team, they're going to face St. Francis of Brooklyn tonight at the Watsco Center at 6:30. Also, the Panthers say Anthony Duclair is growing closer to returning to play after offseason surgery on his Achilles. The Cats, they host the Bruins tonight at 7. And remember Monday, we're all kind of upset. U.S. men's national team, they got a draw. And we're like, oh, we could have beaten Wales. That was kind of stupid. Well, we're not Argentina, who lost 2-1 yesterday to Saudi Arabia. And we're not Germany, who was up 1-0 at halftime earlier today and loses to Japan 2-1 in the World Cup action.
Crazy.
I mean, that
Japanese team, they fight so hard. And man, like a buddy of mine who's a soccer analyst, he's a bigger mush than I am because he was tweeting, and you know, he does soccer analysis for a living. I do it more for a hobby. But he was tweeting at halftime of that game how Germany is like the most complete team he's seen all season so far, and how they have a more clear plan and identity than anyone else, and they end up losing to Japan. So yeah, it's crazy.
Nonetheless, Leroy said it. Japan is the 2 a.m. girl, man. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, not like Saudi Arabia.
Oh, that's the 3 a.m. girl.
Yeah.
Right, you can go to the Taco Bell parking lot.
You on your way home, and you bump into an old friend. Hey, what you doing? Let's go eat some food.
You're at the Taco Bell drive-thru like me. What's going on? Hey, you want to go eat it together?
Dude, can I just tell you? I have never eaten Taco Bell in my life.
In your life? No. Well, because you can only doo-doo at home, so you're worried about how quickly that.
No. I mean, even picking it up and taking it home.
Really?
I don't like Taco. Now, I will tell you this. They used to have these little apple empanada things or whatever.
I never tried those.
You used to get them hot. Like that. Remember the McDonald's used to have that hot apple pie?
They don't still have
that? In the little oven back there?
They still have that, don't they?
Yeah, but they don't have no apple in it. It's bread.
Oh, yeah.
I used to take that and put some ice cream on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Goodness.
That's my jam right there.
Oh, no. We need to get into this discussion about food.
We got any day spa, Dan?
Only if you want it. You want some day spa action?
We're already so late, spa. We might as well.
Right? Yeah, I was about to say, right before we go to break, we can do a little bit of day spa action. Let's cue it up. An Orlando area man was pulled over the other day for suspected driving without a license. When asked for that license, yelled out to the police, "Sorry!" Then he darted away, running through traffic on I-95.
Whoa!
Not me!
Dude,
it wasn't me!
Ran?
That wasn't in date?
It wasn't me, I promise. I promise.
Wow.
Well, hey, he could have played quarterback for the Browns because Baker Mayfield couldn't get away from a fat cop in dress shoes.
Oh, yeah, he got tackled hard, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Happy endings for everyone.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Heat. How shorthanded will they be against the Washington Wizards tonight? There's some maybe conflicting reports on Tyler Hero. We'll get to that and more when we come back here on AM 560 WQAM. So, you know, Leroy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can tell coming off of that loss to Minnesota a couple nights ago, the end of that four-game 0-4 road trip, you know, when you're having to rely on such big minutes from Haywood Highsmith and Jamal Cain, because everybody's out, right? Spo, he said, talking about injuries, just give us whatever you have. Whatever you have, just give us. If you're used to playing 30 minutes, just give us 15. If you're used to playing 20 minutes, give us 8 so we can kind of manage things right now. So he's basically pleading to, you know, the players who are maybe 60-75% who have been taking a little time off here, like maybe you can play, just play a little bit to help us out. Now, in the case of Tyler Hero, I was a little bit optimistic when I read something from the Associated Press about how he said he's going to return soon, hopefully can take the floor tonight. But then I also read a tweet from Barry Jackson. You know, Hero and Bam Adebayo were giving out turkeys yesterday locally. And Barry tweets, Tyler indicated he hasn't fully healed from ankle injury and isn't sure if his return will come this week or next week. Like, let it be this week, please.
There's certain injuries that you can't have linger, right? Ankle. You want Tyler Hero playing with a sore ankle that he's just going out there and trying to, especially this early in the season? Right? You want to hear about this 2 months from now that he's still nursing the sore ankle? So I understand what Spo's saying. And here's what I was told when I played football. Ready? There's a difference. It's a different story.
Right.
We have more athletes now that don't play through soreness. And that's why it becomes a little skewed with these injuries. So, you know, I think this is only in sports that have guaranteed contracts. Because, first of all, don't fool yourself. These organizations that give guys 100, 200, 300 million, they don't want you out there having it linger for a whole season. So, because they have a large investment in you. So you got to be careful with, you know, saying something like that simply because the training staff is also under orders. Hey, man, I don't want my $100+ million player limping all year. So if it means he sits an extra week, but then he's done with this, then you sit him an extra week. Now, it's unfortunate that it's a few players.
Yeah.
Right?
And Jimmy a lot of these guys. Knee soreness for Jimmy.
Right, knee soreness. But guess what? You a basketball player and you got knee soreness. The only thing that heals that is rest.
Mm-hmm.
So I get what Spo's saying. And I would say that something like that is directed at a couple of people. I don't know who those people are. Right? Because the other thing you have to know, and I figured this out quick, right? You can play on the team and you can be important. But you ain't Randy Moss. I ain't Robert Smith. I ain't Chris Carter. So you also have to take that into account. That if you're trying to take a personal day, that they'll find somebody else for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So when people see Jimmy take a personal day, you ain't Jimmy.
Yeah.
You still trying to get yours.
Yeah.
But that's who's playing. All the guys who's still trying to get theirs. So I don't know, man. I don't know how to. I just chalk it up to it's unfortunate. I don't understand how I watch videos of these guys working out all off season. And then the first month of the season, they got deep tissue issues or, you know, soreness or whatever.
That's the thing that annoys me. It's that we're a month in. Like if this has happened like February and March, I'm like, right. All right, that happens. But it's happening a month into the season. I'm getting a little frustrated here.
But here's the deal. And I hate saying this, but I'm going to say it. You wouldn't feel this way if they were 11-7.
No, but I feel like the main reason why they're not 11-7 is because of how many injuries they've had.
But
I
you can't.
That's the difference.
But here's the deal. You can't take the circumstances of where your team is and use that to get guys to come back too soon. In the long run, it's going to make your situation worse. So say those guys come back and fight like hell to get, you know, say 5 games over .500. They go on a 10-game stretch. That soreness hasn't gone away. And then what happens if, you know, because I know a lot of times I played on a sore knee or a thigh or whatever, and you know what start hurting after like 2 or 3 weeks of that? The other side.
Oh, yeah, because you're favoring the other side. Right. Yeah.
Right. So you got to be careful, especially when, like I said, The Miami Heat have a lot of money invested in the guys who are sitting out.
Yeah.
And most importantly, and this is what I was, you know, if you watch enough basketball, most of the old school basketball players won't even talk to you till January.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, hey, I start watching basketball in January because that's when it's the stretch and it's crunch time, or right after Christmas, right? Christmas Day is usually the start of basketball season.
So I've already got Jay Fig in the background chat pleading to break by 40, por favor. I said, we're working on it.
Yeah,
we're
doing our thing, Figgy. Come on.
You know, people, and by the way, if you're listening to us on the radio, fantastic. Keep in mind, you can also watch the show on Twitch so you can see our beautiful faces. People are wondering, hey, am I in a different mansion today? Well, what happened was, Leroy, yesterday I was in the living room. Today I had to move over to the great room because they are changing out the chandelier in my living room. So I'm doing it from the great room today with a nice view of the blue skies behind me and my lovely kitchen and my loft. Hey, so we moved it over today.
If I may.
Yeah.
It would be a little more sellable if there weren't mountains in your background.
Those are hills. I don't know if you know this, but if you go far enough into West Miami, you start bumping into a few hills. I don't know how well traveled you are in Dade County, but just keep that hills, in mind.
That's trash pileup, dude.
It might be a trash pileup behind me, but I've got a nice view of it. Okay,
that's like when you go down the Sawgrass and you get to the turnpike. That big old hill right there.
Yeah.
That's trash dump.
When we drive by that, my son is like, oh, that's a mountain. I'm like, yeah, kinda.
Yeah, oh, Leroy man. Don't do mountains.
Oh, yeah, it's Mount Trashmore behind me. All right, so when we come back, want to talk a little more Dolphins, want to talk a little more Heat, because despite the fact that we're not really sure who's going to play and who's not going to play tonight, the Heat are favored against the Washington Wizards. So keep it locked right here. We got Dan Day with us, Dono in for Tobin, Leroy is here. Jay Fig is in the back somewhere screaming at me. We continue here on AM 560 Sports WQAM. Back here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, AM 560 Sports WQAM. Leroy will be back in a minute. I got Dan Day with us. Dan, what's the most unique part of the Dan Day Thanksgiving spread? I feel like you're going to end up like eating sandwiches or something because you do things differently from basically any other human being on the planet.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Minus sandwich?
No, I'm actually going to be eating turkey. It's not so much the turkey, though. It's who's preparing the turkey that is kind of interesting, but yeah.
Is it you?
Oh, no. No, I don't cook. All I can do is pasta and popcorn, so no. I have an interesting lady. She's not my friend. Okay. It's a friend of a friend that'll be... Okay. She wants to prepare the turkey? I don't know.
Yeah. Fair enough. By the way, I've noticed people on the text line and on the Twitch chat have been, you know, bringing up Miami Hurricanes offensive coordinator. Ooh. Josh Gattis. Ooh. Now I do want to thank I can't remember who it was. It might have been Dolphin Kane. So, somebody, or maybe Silly Saw, somebody in the Twitch chat was impressed that I'm still rocking Miami Hurricanes gear despite how bad they've been this year. I mean, full disclosure, part of the reason why I'm still rocking Hurricanes gear is that's 80% of the clothing that I own. So it's going to happen. Hell or high water, I'm still rocking Canes gear. Now, you know, Leroy, a lot of Hurricanes fans have seen enough of offensive coordinator Josh Gattis, who was at Michigan, alma mater, at his previous stop. And, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of Canes fans just want him. They want him the hell out of town, all right?
Yep.
Mario Cristobal was asked about Gattis on Monday. And, you know, I think people are reading a lot into what he had to say. Because just knowing what I know about Mario, having covered him even before he came back to be head coach here, I covered him a lot over the years. He doesn't even want to like open the Pandora's box of evaluating coaches with another game left to play. Cause if he gives a real evaluation of one coach, that opens up, you know,
what about this coach?
Exactly.
What about that coach?
So when he was asked about Gattis, he said, quote, you don't share certain things out in public. He said, you always try to work things out within the walls of the program. We have done a really good job of hiring coaches that have had tremendous success in every place they've been at. We have had offensive struggles, but we put that on all of us. And so people, a lot of people took that answer. They're like, oh, he won't endorse him. That means he's gone.
That's why you don't answer the question.
You think he shouldn't have even answered it? He should have just said, let's talk about the game.
Right. But here's the problem, right? Anytime you want to fire a coach, you are making this assumption that the talent is there to win, but the coach isn't putting them in the right positions to win.
Right.
And I would say, where's the talent?
Did you like Gattis at Michigan? Did you have an opinion on him?
Well, here's the deal. Is that the reason why he's here is because Mario Cristobal wants to run the football.
Yeah.
Mario Cristobal wants to be more physical. And so that's why he hired him. So if you don't have those players, it's going to look awkward. And as a fan, you're looking at that and thinking, well, we were good last year with this coach, okay? But guess what? You fired your head coach too.
Yeah.
So now you're saying you were satisfied with the last coach, right? Which is a weird thing. Because by you saying we don't want Gattis, you're saying we were more successful on offense last year, then you're saying, oh, but wait, you wanted to get rid of those guys too.
Yeah. I will say, just
Play out a little bit and let them become the team they want to be before you start critiquing how everybody's doing. But I would say this. A good player can make a bad coach look good, but it's really hard for a good coach to make a bad player look good. So I would say to you this, who should be doing better? Where is the talent? Where are the separation with receivers? Where are the quarterbacks that make right decisions? Okay? All those things. If you tell me you have those guys, I'll hear you.
Right.
But you don't.
Can it be both, though? Can it be not having the guys, but then you also have coaches that are not putting the subpar talent in a position to succeed? Because I will say at times with Miami's offense, I feel that way. I don't know if they clearly don't have the horses, but then I also feel like they're not even really maximizing what these guys can do to score more points and move the ball.
That's what you think, right? But I would say I would leave it up to the guys who spend every waking moment with those kids and those young men to know what they're best suited for.
Well, so good.
And if they can't, that means you hired the wrong people.
What's the case in Michigan then? Is it just a lot of good players? Because they obviously don't miss Josh Gattis. They're undefeated right now going into a big game.
Because
good players.
The initial plan of attack comes from Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people beneath him are pushing that to the players.
Right.
And the same thing applies to Mario Cristobal. That's why he brought Josh Gattis in, because he wants to be more physical. He wants to run the football more. He wants to establish a line of scrimmage on the offensive and defensive lines.
Right, which you can't do when you have three starting offensive linemen who have been injured for most of the year and sometimes four. Yeah.
Right. So it's a combination of a lot of things that are coming together, but it's funny to me that you couldn't wait to get rid of last year's coach, and now you're complaining about last year's coach being like you can't have it both ways.
Well, something else, and I agree with you on that. Something else I want to ask you is because of the way, you know, Miami's coaching staff came together, and obviously when you hire a new coach in December last year, you got to get a staff together as quickly as possible. Cristobal ended up, most of the offensive staff was in place before he got the coordinator, which meant the coordinator's staff was all hired by the head coach. Is that the way you like it to normally be done, or do you prefer an offensive coordinator to be able to bring in some of his own guys or most of his own guys to work under him?
Doesn't matter, because the message is coming from the head coach. This is what we want to do. Coach him up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like you don't like let's not make it sound like these offensive and defensive coordinators are on their own and they can do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah.
You are here because of what you can do well. And if the coach, if you're on the same page with the coach, that's how you get hired. But the message is coming from the coach. I've been on the sidelines and Denny Green has a switch. He goes from offense to defense. So he's not saying anything. He's listening to all the offensive calls. Then when defense is on, he hits a switch. He listens to all defense. Periodically, he'll say, hey, let's take a shot here. Hey, let's continue to run the ball. Okay, so when you look at Brian Billick and you see a situation where you said, hey, we probably should have thrown it there. The boss said run it. So that's kind of how it works. And so you gotta know that Mario Cristobal wants to be more physical.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be more physical. He wants guys to be physical. And so that's the way he's trying to set up the offense. And he's trying to figure out who can play ball and who can't.
So let's kick off a big hour two. When we come back, we'll talk some Dolphins. We'll get some headlines from Dan Day. And we're an hour closer to Thanksgiving. I'm basically going to fast today so that I've got more room to just crush it tomorrow.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.